Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
There is an ex-con named Kerwin Pittman who is giving back to his community in a massively amazing way. He runs a charity that helps inmates ease back into society and get jobs.
Wow.
And he is now the first former inmate to own a prison.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This is crazy, but
awesome. Oh, my goodness.
So, Kerwin spent 11 years behind bars for a conspiracy to commit murder. He was a gang member, and he got rehabilitated, and he wants to help rehabilitate others. So, he bought this prison, this abandoned jail in North Carolina, and turned it into a workforce campus. It can house up to 300 people who need a place to live when they get out. And then they'll learn job skills like the trades that are in high demand, like plumbing and electricity. Wow. I mean, he's going to teach these people to be plumbers and electricians, and it's going to allow an ex-con to have a future once they get out of jail.
You know, they always say that, like, the biggest goal of jail is to not just, you know, have punishment, but to rehabilitate, you know, them back into society, learn lessons, whatever. And this sounds like that mission was accomplished.
Yeah. Full circle moment in like a strong message of reform. Like this place that used to be this personal hell, I came back and I bought it. And then I didn't turn it into a place where people went there and rotted. I turned it into a place where people can learn the skills to then prosper.
Right.
What a crazy message. Mm-hmm. Super strong message. Way to go, man.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. It's actually in the middle of National Pizza Week. Who knew?
No.
I don't know why they have it like the second week of January.
We There's should
like
celebrate. One. Yeah, yeah. We need too, not yeah, just
we,
a day.
Yeah, we need the whole week of eating pizza. If you had to choose your favorite pizza, pizza topping, what would you order? Can't already know because you eat like a two-year-old.
Actually. I've been a big lover of bacon on pizza recently.
Ooh.
But if I'm going to be fully honest, gun to the head. Cheese.
Yeah, it's cheese pizza. Come on. Yeah.
I'm pepperoni.
Pepperoni? Yep. Just
Another
keep it simple?
OG classic.
You could throw whatever you want on there, to be honest. I kind of like
what
a lot of...
What is wrong with you, trash can? Oh, yeah.
I kind of like a lot of stuff.
Do you like a Supreme? Like, if you had to choose your favorite thing?
I'll eat that. I just don't like peppers, but I'll eat them. But I'm just kind of like, did they really have to be on here?
Really?
Yeah.
You like buffalo chicken stuff.
I do. I love everything buffalo chicken.
So, like, pizza, pepperoni, straight up, is my favorite. But if I had to, like, when I get, like, a wild, crazy one, a barbecue chicken and bacon,
that's,
like, the wild, crazy one that is, like, top one. Like, a classic pepperoni or barbecue chicken and bacon.
And you guys hate the pineapple.
No, screw it.
It's fine.
No, terrible. Does not belong on pizza. So offensive. It's, oh, that just pissed me off now.
The polls are open.
Terrible National Pizza Week.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. We know if you have kids, you're probably just trying to get out of the house alive, let alone having time to scroll through the internet. And so I'll read a headline and handle either tell me keep me moving or tell me more. Like, these are the best jobs in America in 2026.
What are they?
U.S. News and World Report said these are the best job. And for the third straight year, it is a nurse practitioner.
Really?
Typical salary is around $129,000 a year. Unemployment rate is less than 1%.
Jeez.
And they're expected at 40% more job openings for nurse practitioners over the next decade.
Oh, wow.
Hop off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Financial manager is number two at $162,000 a year. More money, but less job growth. IT manager, number three. Security analysis, number four.
Where's radio host?
Yeah.
Not doing well. Not well at
we
all.
We get knocked because the pay is not so good.
I did think that like AI-related jobs would be higher. I didn't expect more of those, but it wasn't. A new study gives a real look at how much time teens spend on their phones during the day at school.
Ooh.
We don't need that type of exposure for them. Keep moving.
Okay. Heinz is a new French fry box with a pull-out slot for ketchup.
Nope, keep moving. I'm not a ketchup girl.
Oh, dang.
Well, Thousand Island, maybe dang. I'd feel different, but all right. Ketchup and I don't get along.
We learned these 12 lessons way too late in life.
What are they?
I'll skip around. Don't let a good opportunity slip by. Sometimes a low-paying job can offer new experiences and lead to bigger doors opening. Failure often leads to success. The biggest lessons sometimes come after failure and the tough losses. Mm-hmm. Emotional intelligence is extremely valuable. Relationships are hard work. Healthy partnerships don't happen by accident. put in the effort. Actions matter. And there's nothing wrong with admitting you're wrong and owning your mistakes.
Love that.
Yeah, love that one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Breakup thoughts. How many people think about breaking up with their significant other will surprise you?
Nope. Keep moving.
All right. We're out of time anyways.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Annie, how are you?
I'm good.
Annie, have you heard that Hannah's undefeated this year?
I have. I listened to you guys.
I thought it's because Hannah's been calling every person individually and letting them know.
I've just been putting like flyers around town saying, hi, did you know I'm undefeated?
Great. All right, Hannah, leave the room. We're going to really help Annie. I mean, we're going to leave the room and ask Annie five pop culture questions. Yep, yeah. Hannah's leaving the room. Five pop culture questions. Same questions to each of you. That's why we asked Hannah to leave the room so she doesn't have an advantage despite being undefeated. It seems like she does have some kind of cheat code or something, Annie.
Okay. I just know I'm not going to know today's because I like always know them.
And then all of a sudden you're going to play? I hate when that happens.
Yep.
You got this, okay?
All right.
Fans think that Harry Styles might be releasing and teasing new music. What band was he formerly in?
One Direction.
All right. The K-pop Demon Hunter song that won a Golden Globe was?
Is it Golden?
Yeah, yes. We're two for two, Annie. There we go. A pregnant Haley Steinfeld was without her husband at the Golden Globes because he was busy playing football. Who is Haley Steinfeld married to?
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Wow. The Cavs for Josh Allen.
That's
answer.
Right, man. They're going to be the new Travis and Taylor.
All right. What did Leonardo DiCaprio say was his favorite meal at the Golden Globes in the 18 Beat interview we found out?
Pasta.
Yes. Four for four. Whoa. I knew we had a ringer. Here we go. And then what do people give up for dry January?
Alcohol.
All right. Five for five.
Wow. Good job, Annie.
Best challenge against Woo. Hannah yet. She has to go perfect to get the tie. If she does tie, her record stays undefeated. We'll see how she does next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah walking back into the room. She's strutting, actually, back into the room. She knows that her perfect record in Hannah's homeschool is on the line. And I felt like we had a ringer. I could feel it on the phone. Annie, tell Hannah how many you got right.
All five.
Ooh.
Didn't miss. Didn't even hesitate. She was just, this is what she lives for. It's the only thing she's been focused on for weeks.
Okay.
All right, Hannah. Same questions we asked Annie. You have to get all five correct.
I'm scared.
Or you get your first loss of 2026. A tie will keep that perfect record intact. Let's see how she does. Fans think that Harry Styles might be releasing and teasing new music. What band was
One Direction.
Formerly in One Direction. The K-pop Demon Hunter song that won a Golden Globe.
Golden.
That's correct. Two for two. Oof. A pregnant Haley Steinfeld was without her husband for the Golden Globes.
Josh Allen.
Because he was busy playing football.
Wow.
Who is Haley Steinfeld married to?
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen is correct.
Go sport.
Three for three.
She's good. Hannah's good.
I know. I'm nervous.
Keep that clip, Kevin.
Well, yeah.
In case things go awry.
What did we find out that Leonardo DiCaprio's favorite meal was at the Golden Globes from the Team Beat interview?
Pasta, and more pasta.
Correct. All comes down to this final question. Four for four. What do people give up for dry January?
Alcohol.
Five for five. Dang
no!
It. Unbelievable, Annie!
I was jumping the gun on the questions, too.
Annie, she sucks. And when I say sucks, she's really good.
No, good job, Hannah.
Dang
Thank
it.
You, Annie.
She remains perfect for the year. So you got to say, this is Annie and I got schooled by Hannah, kind of.
This is Annie and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
This is the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. According to PetSmart, 24% of all pet owners have done this.
I'm going to say lost their pet.
24% Ooh. Of them are like, oh, where did that dog go?
They get out of the yard, you know, what happens
you
next?
Know, I think it's tasted their dog food.
Good
or,
guess,
or tasted their pet
Ew.
Food. Rather.
Yeah.
That is my least favorite smell in the entire world is dog food. I'm going to say bought them clothes.
Bought them Ooh. Clothes, got them in an outfit. 24% mm-hmm. of quarter people. Honestly, guys, excellent guesses. Great job. Someone did better than others in the class because someone got it correct.
Ooh.
According to PetSmart, 24% of all pet owners have done this. I'll tell you what the answer is next on the Brett Mega Show.
Mega Minds.
All right, here's the answer to the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. According to PetSmart, 24% of all pet owners have done this. I said someone got it correct because the guesses were great. Hannah?
I said that their pet runs away from home.
I said they've eaten their pet food, or at least tasted it.
And I said they've put their pet in clothes.
It's not the clothes, although that's adorable. Mm-hmm. They either lost the pet, Home Alone style, like where did that dog go?
Mm-hmm.
Or they have tried the food.
My family's lost our pet. She ran away.
Do you think Hannah's the one who got it right?
Yeah.
You'd be wrong twice,
oh,
then.
Yeah.
24% of pet parents have tried their dog's dog food.
You go with what you know.
You guys
I
are
have
sick.
Tried them.
Kevin, you've tried it?
I've tried not only Lily's, but even as a kid, we had a bird. I tried the bird food. You kind of licked
was it
the
good?
Fish food. No. It's
licked
terrible.
The fish food?
Yeah. I want to know what this momentary member of my family, what the food tastes like.
Kevin, that's weird.
No, it's not.
24% of people
on,
do
you
it.
Won't,
Kevin,
won't,
fish food you, smells...
What about
like a
cat
FCC
food?
Word.
Cat food looks like tuna. You know, you're like, so you taste it, and it's like, well, it really doesn't taste like tuna.
I think that stuff looks disgusting. I don't think it
smells disgusting.
I think I look at you differently.
I think tuna looks disgusting, though, too. So, I mean,
I love
guess
tuna.
If it's worth giving it to your pet, it's worth trying it.
That's a real pet parent there. It is the Brett Maga Show, and my worst nightmare happened to me. I consider myself kind of someone who doesn't have a lot of fears. Not a lot of things scare me, intimidate me, but there is one thing that scares the hell out of me. And Hannah, do you know what that is?
Expired food.
Yep, it's the only thing that scares me. I could do anything. I will jump off buildings. I'll go skydiving. I don't care. Expired food scares the crap out of me. I have no idea what it is, but I really do think this is how I die. Like, this is how it ends for me.
Such a baby.
Always said that.
I do think this is it. Like, we're going to all be at my funeral one day and be like, he was right, guys. He shouldn't have ate that expired food.
We shouldn't have made fun of him.
I do think that. And it happened. I'm crazy about it. Somehow it happened. I'm so pissed.
Oh, with
wow.
What?
Wow, yeah, what food?
It happened right in front of your guys' eyes.
No way.
Yogurt. It's a terrible food. Yeah, don't react that way.
Yeah, yogurt's a bad one.
Shut up. Stop.
How expired was it? A day?
January 6th.
That is not even expired.
What do you mean? This is like 10 days old.
Yeah.
I'll eat anything, including expired food, except for like dairy and milk products.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
So you wouldn't even have done this?
I wouldn't have eaten the yogurt.
I did something that AB...
Did it smell weird?
The trash can when I'm alive? No. So this is how it happened, guys. The other day on Monday, first day of the week, got new groceries. Got the grocery shopping. We do Instacarts. So we're not the ones who buy it. A-holes. So I grabbed my yogurt, put a little granola in there. Eat my delicious high-protein yogurt, feeling good, you know,
thing.
New year, new you, eat it all. So yesterday, I go to grab my yogurt, and I look at it, and I check the label, and it says January 6th.
Oh,
and I'm like, this is the same package.
So you couldn't even
tell when you ate it.
No.
I assumed that someone just stole my non-expired yogurt at this office. That's what I would think that would happen, because I work with ruthless people. So I texted my wife instantly.
I was going to say, yeah, you better tell your wife.
Can you look at the label? She's like, what? I'm in the middle of doing a million things. Like, drop everything you are doing with our kids. I do not care. Run to the refrigerator immediately and check the date on that yogurt. She's like, okay. It says January 6th. Oh, yeah, it's expired. I already ate one of those. I ate it on Monday. Why am I alive? How did I survive?
I was going to say, have you told the kids yet?
Yeah, so we were throwing away yogurt, and my son goes, "Why?" As soon as I got home, I threw them all out of the refrigerator immediately, like a responsible human being would do. And I don't even know why she left them in the refrigerator, my wife. And my son's like, "Well, I was going to have some yogurt. Like, you can never eat this." And now I don't even know if I can eat yogurt again. I'm a mess.
At least you didn't notice it while you were eating it. He probably would have threw up on us.
I would have thrown up everywhere. If I would have saw a label as I was consuming.
See, expired food isn't that bad. It's the best buy date.
No, that freaked me out. And now I'm in my head.
You're thinking, okay, how long is this going to be in me that before I'm in the safe zone? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I could drop dead at any moment in my life.
It's out of you.
All of a sudden, I'm just going to just collapse out of nowhere, fall to the ground and pick up. It was probably that expired yogurt, guys.
That was a very graphic comment, AB.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's out of me.
Yeah, it's out of you. You're fine.
I'll be the first to say I've enjoyed my time working with you.
Yeah, it's been real.
So
I guess we should say our goodbyes.
The human trash can, literally, her words, not mine, said she would not eat that yogurt, and I ate the yogurt. Like, who am I, and how am I alive? Mm. It is the Brett Maga Show. I was just telling you about my biggest fear and happened to me, and now Hannah biggest nightmare might have happened to her, but we don't know. So what happened?
So the other day I was sitting next to my brother on a couch, and you know how your phone can pop up like different memories and stuff. And 2 years ago at this time in my life, I was doing the 75 hard challenge. And if you don't know what it is, it's this fitness challenge where a part of the challenge is that every day you have to take a progress photo. And if you really want to take a good progress photo to really see how your body is transforming throughout this challenge, you're supposed to take it in like the least clothes possible.
Yeah.
So for all my progress pictures, I would wear a sports bra and underwear. Well, the other day I was sitting next to my brother and a memory popped up from 75 Hard of me in my bra and my underwear and my little progress picture. And I don't think he saw it. But if he did, that literally makes me want to jump off a building and die because for so many reasons, but mainly like
You were sending some sexy photos?
Yes, I don't want him to think that I have like an album of saucy photos on my phone because they're not. They were for my 75 hard progress. So I'm mortified.
He didn't say anything?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did he say anything?
No, but why? If he said, I don't think he would say anything.
I don't know. That's what I was, two things. One, I think the progress photo is a lot less embarrassing than the album. Like, people see people in the swimsuit. So if he sees you in the progress photo, it's like, oh, geez. It's just like the swimsuit thing. It's one thing. It's like, why does my sister have an album? Right.
Why was this like a tripod setup photo? Yeah.
Like, why does she have 20 of them? Like, it's one thing to have one photo and be like, oh, it's a progress photo, bro. And it's like, okay. It's another thing. Like, damn, my sister's got like a whole album. She could bust out at any time.
Wouldn't you rather have a family member see that than
not my brother?
Good question. Rather have a stranger or a family member.
Stranger.
Really?
Yeah.
Stranger.
That's my brother. My sisters can look at the whole album whenever they want. They can zoom in, zoom out, whatever. My brother is not allowed to even know that I have the progress photo album.
See, okay. I think Kevin's right. Like, it's interesting from a guy's perspective. I don't have a sister, so it's different for me with the brother-sister thing. But I think that if I'm never going to see this person again, and they're going to judge me, like, I feel like they'll judge me on my body or what I'm doing.
Yeah.
My family just like, you're stuck with me.
Exactly.
No, I would rather have like a listener see it than my brother. Oh, yeah.
So I think the brother would say something, though.
Right, exactly.
No, he knows I would die.
Why don't you say, like, what are you doing? Are you sending saucy photos? Because you guys are sitting on the couch when he saw it, right?
I was so mortified and embarrassed that I just kind of like sat with my eyes big being like, oh my God, did I really just have that picture pop up? But I'm surprised I wasn't like, it's not a dude!
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, because that's what someone should have addressed it in the room. Like, this is a progress photo, chill out. Yeah,
now he just thinks I'm a freak. Probably.
My sister does yoga and she'll post, you know, her, you know, stretches or whatever, or photos or things like that. And there have been times that, you know, I've seen it or my brothers have seen it and we're like, hey, you may want to take that down.
So Kevin's been your brother.
Was she like naked?
No, but I mean, it's
she's
just
in
my sister.
The same thing
she's
you're
in, like,
doing. Sports bra.
Sports bra. Mm.
And Kevin is hitting double taps on the heart on Instagram.
Stop.
On the first dress. Kevin's a supporter.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Nikki Glaser just went on the Howard Stern show and shared some of the jokes that she actually cut from her Golden Globe speeches this year, starting out with a roast about Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is nominated for his role in F1 tonight. See, that's what I love about Hollywood. When a man turns 60, he gets to play a race car driver. Meanwhile, after 35, every role for a woman is tired mom who hates her life.
See, that was really interesting to me that she cut that one because it's not even a shot at Brad Pitt. It's a shot at Hollywood, which I feel like is the like number one base for jokes to be about at like for the Golden Globes. So I was confused on that one.
She calls them the Stern Files and she always does like these recaps. And I always get the impression because she calls them the Stern Files that they're supposed to be like too edgy to make it for the Golden Globes. But they might just be like, those are the ones I didn't use. Like, I felt like it was a good joke, but not a great joke. And she's also like, what I felt like with Nikki, my biggest complaint about Nikki is I feel like she's still trying to make it in Hollywood. She's going to be in her first like big motion picture. And so it's like taking shots at Hollywood in general, and roles of women in general, when she's plus 35 and doesn't want to be casted as a tired mom, probably not a good joke to make. Like, okay, cool. We won't cast you as that then. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's the reason, but I do think it was kind of like, it wasn't edgy. It wasn't like, that's not the reason it got cut, right?
It wasn't like hurtful.
Yeah.
The next one I really think she should have kept in. It was about the Sexiest Man Alive campaign.
Jonathan Bailey is here. Jonathan is the first openly gay man to be named the Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine. And at first I was like, do we really need to say openly? And then I looked at a list of past winners and I was like, oh yeah, we do.
I did think that one.
That
might have been one of her best jokes. Yeah. That was great.
I know. I thought that one was so good. And then also in this interview with Howard Stern, Nikki also revealed that like she stayed away from all jokes about Trump entirely. She just like didn't want to go there. And I applaud her for that. I personally don't ever think political jokes are all that funny, no matter what side they're like shooting shots at. I just like, we already are so
divided,
consumed with politics. It comes into all these different conversations all the time now. So the fact that we could take a break from that in the Golden Globes, I feel like was really refreshing. So I totally side with Nikki that like, okay, political jokes are a no.
Yeah, it is kind of a smart move, even though in Hollywood, it's low-hanging fruit because you know most of them, if not all of them, are Democratic. But it's one of those things, too, that no matter what she says, she's going to divide her viewing audience. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to turn anybody off.
Yeah, it was a nice break.
I also think, like, not only does it divide the audience, which is, again, Nikki is an up-and-comer, which is probably for her career, but I also do think it's, like, Hannah, it is, like, no longer almost funny. Like, it's so predictable.
Like, yeah.
She even said, like, it was almost like this. It's the
like
same.
Cheap.
It's like the same thing as the Leo joke. We all know Leo dates young women. It's like, I can't think of anything else. We all know Hollywood makes fun of Trump. I can't think of anything else. So I did think the same thing. It's like, I'm kind of been there, done that. Yeah, for sure.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Parents, I want to know if you can relate to Matt Damon here on the New Heights podcast with Jason Kelsey and Travis Kelsey. Is there something that you miss when your kids were younger? Like all of a sudden, like, man, if I can just have one more day of them doing this when they were little, because now they're all grown up and I just miss it. 855-444-6342. So the number is 855-444-MEGA. If there's something that you can think of that you just miss when your kids all grown up and you're like, I just wish they would do this one more time. Matt Damon was on the New Heights podcast, and Jason has four daughters and Matt Damon has four daughters.
Mm.
And so Travis is like, you got any advice? And he's like, I don't know, man. I try to let parents do their own thing. I don't want to give any parenting advice. But somebody did give me that cliche don't blink advice. And man, it really is true. Don't blink. And he talks about how his daughter, who's all grown up, he got to do something that he normally doesn't get to do anymore because she's all grown up. And it was like she was a little girl again, and how it hit him. Even as a tough grown man, it hits us.
My daughter broke her collarbone, and this morning she was getting ready for school. She's 17. She asked me to brush her hair. So I brushed her hair, and I hadn't brushed her hair, I don't know, 8, 9 years. You know what I mean? I don't remember when I brushed her hair for the last time. It just kind of happened.
Oh, man.
And then life kind of kept going, and the changes are so incremental that like you don't realize until I ran the hairbrush through her hair, and it buckled me, man. So don't blink.
Man,
wow.
Hearing him say like it buckled him, it just hits home. Mm-hmm. With me so much, because then that same day that I had heard him talk about that, like I have a 2-year-old daughter and I comb her hair every night getting ready for bed. And I remember like observing it more like, okay, this is
being
going to end. Yeah, just being more appreciative. And like, this is going to end one day. And the other day, my daughter, like, you know, is 2 and she goes, I'm beautiful, daddy.
Aww.
And I was like, oh my God, yes. And my mom, who we lost 6 years ago, sometimes it's the little things. She would say, I just like for you to walk by my room, to know you're in the house. I just want to know you're present, because one day you're just going to move out. And she's like, I just like knowing you're there. That's the feeling of you being there. And I can relate to that so much. My son has been the worst sleeper ever. He's going to be 5 in April, and I don't think I've slept in 5 years. He is what they call like a barnacle baby. He likes touch, and when he's sleeping, he likes to be near people. So he wakes me up like 500 million times a night. He comes and gets me. Like, I can't go through a night without sleeping. All of a sudden, recently, like the last like three nights.
Not coming in?
He didn't come in. And I can't sleep now. I'm like, dude, where is he? Why is he not coming in? What, you don't need me anymore? And I can't sleep because he's not waking me up. Isn't it? I'm like less rested because I can't, I'm not waking up to support him. And it's so crazy. You just miss that when they're little. Kevin, do you have any of those moments, man?
Just all of them. It's crazy you say that about, you know, sleeping. So my son, Jackson, when he was little, you know, had trouble going to sleep. And he'd always come into my wife and my our bed, and he'd come in and he'd have to rub our fingers is what he would say.
That's what he'd say.
And he'd fall asleep, and then I'd carry him back to his room, and when he'd wake up, he'd come running back in. So I think about that, but the thing I really miss it with the kids when they were little is putting them on my shoulders.
Really?
I remember we would go to Disney, or we would walk in a park, and I'd put them on my shoulders, and it was like, wow. And then I think to myself, I don't remember the last time I did that. I miss that, letting them be on my shoulders and see kind of the world the way they see it now as almost adults from a high schooler and a college kid.
That's crazy. Yeah. My 7-month-old loves to be standing. Like, we can't sit with them all the time. And so he always wants me to pick him up. But one day, and he's a big baby at 7 months, one day he's going to be like, I'm going to miss holding him. Like, I'm going to be like, my arms are always so tired. I'm always complaining my arms are tired. And then I'm going to be like, I want my arms to be tired again.
I asked my mom what her favorite thing or that she missed about me the most when I was little. And me and all my siblings used to dance all the time. And she said that it's so random, but she misses when we would be out anywhere. None of us would ever walk. Like, normally we would dance, like dance through the grocery store, do cartwheels and Tombé Pot Berets down the aisle. Like, we used to kind of get in trouble for it because she'd be like, guys, like, walk, let's go. But she says that she misses that so much because we always were dancing.
That's
never
so
walking.
Funny because my mom said something so similar when I asked her. She said the dance parties you would put on with your sisters and the songs you would make up to show us how much you love us.
Yes, the songs.
We were always singing and dancing.
We literally had a dance party on New Year's Eve, and I hate dancing. The only person I'll dance for is probably my daughter or my kids. My daughter's like, Daddy, dance with me. Daddy, dance with me. And my wife goes, I think it's so funny that she always like asks Daddy to dance because I hate dancing, but I dance with my daughter all the time. And we had this huge dance party on New Year's Eve, and there's like an episode in Bluey where there's like, they called it like magical statues or musical statues where like everything like kind of dances in slow motion. I felt like I was living one of those slow motion moments of all of us dancing. I do know it ends. Parents, is there something that you miss about your kids when they were little? Like, man, I can't remember the last time I combed their hair, last time we did a dance party. What is the thing that you miss about your kids when they were little now that they're all grown up? 855-444-MEGA 855-444-6342. One day you're going to miss the K-pop Demon Hunters, parents. That's what Matt Damon was just saying on the New Heights podcast. He was talking about how he has four daughters, and Jason Kelsey has four daughters, and he was like, what kind of pieces of advice do you have? And right now, I can relate, man. You're just trying to get your kids ready in the morning. You're trying to like comb their hair. You're chasing them around the house. He's like, all of a sudden, you're going to miss those moments, those don't blink cliche line. It is so true, because this is the piece of advice he said about parents that you're going to miss when they get older.
My daughter broke her collarbone, and this morning she was getting ready for school. She's 17. She asked me to brush her hair. So I brushed her hair, and I hadn't brushed her hair, I don't know, 8-9 years. You know what I mean? I don't remember when I brushed her hair for the last time. It just kind of happened.
Oh, man.
And then life kind of kept going, and the changes are so incremental that like you don't realize until I ran the hairbrush through her hair, and it buckled me, man. So don't blink.
I just think that is so true, because I can relate to it as a dad. Like, you're just in the middle of it. But then those moments, like, my son's a terrible sleeper. And then when he sleeps through the night, I'm like, why didn't you wake me up, kid? Like, what's going on?
Come on.
And I think it's three of, like, the toughest dudes in Hollywood or in sports all talking about, no matter how tough you are, our kids make us emotional and soft and feel all those feelings. I think that's so cool. 855-444-6342. What are those things that you miss about your kids now that they're all grown up when they're little? Whether it's playing catch in the backyard, whether it's when my daughter says, carry me everywhere, daddy. And I'm like, so annoyed. I'm like, you can't walk. You're 2 years old now. And then I'm like, I'm going to want to carry you through life if I could. Asking to be involved in every single play aspect. Like, can I just go downstairs and play one more time? Right. I just want to be involved. Because then all of a sudden they're too cool and they're like stop hanging out with my friends
right.
and stuff
the
like that.
The tea party. I just want to go to one more tea party.
One more tea party. Kayla, you said your son's going off to college, and what's the thing that you miss about them when they're little?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to miss... We would go to the store, and he would hide in the clothes racks, and he would swear we couldn't see him. And then when I find him, he's like, man, you didn't saw me.
Kayla, as soon as you said that, I literally went back to Lockport, Illinois, where I grew up, and at the Kmart going with my mom. I would hide in those clothes racks, and I would think I was in like a cave or a building. Like that was like what you did while your mom shopped. That is so cute. Like literally, I'm back, and my mom, who I lost 6 years ago, is saying, Brett, like we got to get going. And I'm like, got a game going on inside the Kmart, man.
Yep. Yep, he's 18, 6'5", and off to college. And I have three other kids, but it's like, but you were my first. You made me a mommy.
That's so sweet.
That is the sweetest thing in the world. You know that line, too, you made me a mommy? On Mother's Day, my wife wrote my son a card and said that you made me a mommy. And he keeps that card in his like dresser drawer. And every now and then he'll pull it out and he said, can't read yet, but he's 4.5 and he'll walk with mom. He's like, I know this card says you made me a mommy. He that line stuck with him, and he pulls it out all the time. Wow. It's so powerful. River, what is the thing that you miss when your kids were little now that they're all growing up?
So I realized one day that a day had come and gone where I would hold them for the last time while they slept. And if I would have known on that day that it was going to be the last time, I probably would have never let him go.
Aww.
I have chills. Ugh. You can tell you're getting emotional just thinking about it, aren't you?
Yeah. They're all adults. You know, one of them's even married, so they're all grown, and one of them's about 2 foot taller than I am, so I can't hold them while they sleep anymore. But yeah, I just wish I would have known that day that was the day.
Oh my God, it's like that book, I Love You Forever.
Kevin's got like tears in his eyes now.
I Love You Forever, my baby you'll be, and I'm just sitting there going, I won't even get a chance to read that book to them anymore because they're not little.
Oh no.
I think we're all going through so many different emotions as you explain that, because the same thing I feel for my son. And my daughter didn't feel good last night, and she woke me up, and she like rarely ever wakes us up. And she said, Daddy, will you hold me? I don't feel good. And I'm like, one day I won't be the one who holds her because she doesn't feel good. Like, that's crazy to think about, River. So thank you for making all of us guys just whimper.
Yes.
All of us tough, manly guys like Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce, and then Kevin and Brett.